Hi there, Ron. Ron, thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director here. Jonathan wanted me to get on the line, of course, to get you the details of the service and how it works, what's included, answer all of your questions. And then also because it's a very well-established business, he did want me to apply that established business rate and make it even more affordable for you. Happy Friday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Well, not too bad. It's rainy here where I'm at.
Right. Well, it is an opportunity for me to speak with you, and I do actually want to answer any questions that you have. You are familiar with Google and the local map, right? That PAC result that pops up near the top of the page?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's where we go as consumers when we need something but don't know who to call. So for someone who's not used your services before or been recommended to you by someone else, they might just go on Google or even Bing on their smartphone or computer or any device that accesses the Internet. They type in roofing company near me or roofing repair, roofing installation, residential roofing contractor, you know, whatever they might type in. We'll make sure that your business is one of the options that people see. And we can target anywhere in that 50-mile service area, make sure that people find you, and, of course, pick up the phone and call you directly. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a flat rate. It's obviously a well-established business. When people can see that on a website, it's kind of a no-brainer for them to pick up the phone and call. And no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's a flat rate. Again, it's not just Google. Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps. There'd be a social media campaign, paid Facebook ads. We can target anywhere in that 50-mile radius or even outside it, specific cities, big and small, specific zip codes, even specific neighborhoods for you to be found. And it's mostly residential, but you're able to take on commercial work if it finds you?
It's more repair that I do for commercial, but yes.
Okay. But for residential
in rubber roofing.
Okay, for commercial, just repair. But for residential, you'll do tear off or replace, also repair work for residential. And it's not just roofing, right? You do siding and gutters too?
Yes.
Perfect. You're not going to be limited by keyword or search phrase as long as it's a service that you provide, even, you know, if it's like chimney repair or looks like you might do some exterior painting. Any of the things you want to be found for, we'll make sure that your business is listed there. We are, like I said, going to build a website for you. Now, that website's actually going to be included, kind of value added. It's a month-to-month service, so we want you to see success right from the very beginning. We know that most consumers do want to look at a website, but like I said, you know, you've got the experience, so we'll definitely, you know, want to be able to convey that on a website. It's a month-to-month service and a flat rate. You qualify for our legacy rate, which is for very well-established companies. You'd be looking at a savings of a little over 50% off the normal cost of the service, and it would bring the rate down to exactly $249.00. The $249 is the exact amount. It bills once a month for that amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges. Of course, there's no lead fees on top of it because it's not a lead-based service. The calls just come to you. And no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it would just be that flat rate. Now, being that it is month to month with the website and everything designed to get your phone ringing a little bit more, is that something you might want for the business at this point?
Well, a couple questions I have is this $249 locked in a like a 12-month or 24-month period of time? Of course, you know, a website is something that's maintained and ongoing for as long as the business, I would assume, is in business.
Sure. Yeah. So it is month to month. You can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. As long as you use the service though, that $249 is a fixed rate. So it's like I said, for well-established companies, you would always qualify for that. And even if our price goes up later on, you'd still be grandfathered in. You are locked in at that $249. It would never go up. It's to the penny. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees, not per click, call, or job, or a percentage of your profits or anything like that. So real straightforward pricing. easy to budget for, bill once a month for exactly $249. Now, the website, of course, we'd be hosting it, maintaining it, even updating it for you, included at no additional cost, and, of course, the initial construction of that site as well is included. So it's as comprehensive as the package can get, everything that you need, including the social media campaign and the Facebook ads. But for you as the business owner, it's straightforward. You know, it's straightforward pricing. You will get detailed reporting and tracking. Of course, you can see, you know, exactly how much work you're getting from using the service, where it's coming from, things like that. But a lot of our clients just ask someone who's never called them before, hey, how'd you find me? Where'd you hear about me? Oh, I saw your website on Google, and they know that the service is working. So as long as you answer the phone when it rings, you'll do quite well with the service. The tracking and reporting there is for your benefit as well. There's a lot of information on there that's quite useful for most business owners.
So do I have access for changing information or adding reviews, photos?
Yes, absolutely. That's one of the things that a lot of our clients love. I would still say the majority of our clients just want us to take care of everything, and of course we would and do at no additional cost. But a lot of our clients, and it seems like you would be one of them, do love that through your tracking system you can access your website, you can add photos, you can update content, you can make changes to your website, and of course, you know, whether you make the change or whether we make the change, there's no cost for updating that information.
Okay. Well, how does one like myself take a look at something that you've performed for somebody that's done my that's in the business that I'm in to kind of get a look at what this might look like?
Yeah. So let me do this real quick. I'm going to send you a link to our pricing page. The name of the company is Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website. The link I'm sending out to you is localsplash.com/SEO-packages. So it's the pricing page off of our website. You can navigate the rest of the website from there.
Okay.
And then I was if you can maybe put me on speakerphone and open that up, at the top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Are you able to see that?
Well, how are you sending it to me? By
It's a text message, yeah. I don't have your email address. I was looking to see if I could find it, but I don't see an email address connected to your profile here.
Well, I have one, but I haven't received that text yet.
The number that we're speaking on, is it a smartphone, the 614-891-6160?
No. That is the office number. I'm speaking on my cell phone, which I have the business line poured into my cell phone.
Oh, I got it.
So I have 24 access on all calls.
Perfect.
So
what is the actual phone number that we're speaking on, the cell number that I would use to send that out?
Yeah, 614 area code.
Okay.
330-5923.
Okay. So let me just update that in our system, and then I'll get that email or that text message out to you.
Okay.
And is this, I mean, this is a family-owned business then, right?
That is correct.
Okay.
My parents started the business when I was 3. I started working in the business when I was 9. I'll be 60 the 8th of June. I personally, myself, have been working in this business for 50 years.
No kidding. That's pretty impressive.
Well, there's a little bit of a story history behind the business. My mom had won $200. I don't know how old you are, but there used to be a Flippo show, which is something that aired in the afternoon, 3 or 4 o'clock. They had game prizes and stuff. You call in. Well, she did. She won $200. And she gave it to my father to finance his first job.
Okay.
Now, we're talking back in 1967. When this all took place.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And so My mom was from Butcher Holler, Kentucky. She was a coal miner's daughter, not Loretta Lynn's sibling, but in regards to most of all the people in Kentucky, So my dad had gave her money back that he borrowed, that $200, and she went and bought 100 pairs of house shoes. And because she never had shoes as she was growing up. But this is just the family, how this business got started on $200 back in 1967.
No kidding.
And we are still up and running. I've got a A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and there's some other Angie List ratings and stuff like that, but I don't pay into Angie's List. But nevertheless, I got the ad here, or the link.
Yeah, so, you know, one of the things, like I mentioned, you'd be able to track your success, 24/7 access. We call it your client dashboard. It updates throughout the day, so very near real time and up-to-date reporting. You can see how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, the breakdown of keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on the first page for each individual search. Now, keep in mind that everything has the click-to-call feature, and they will be calling you directly, whether it is your phone or the office number. But the website that we build will also give people the opportunity to tell you where they're located, what they want to have done, when they would want you to come out. When they fill out that form, you'll get a text message as well as an email, so you always know right away when someone's trying to contact you. Whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. You can manage and monitor your reviews online right through your tracking system. And you'll have reviews on multiple platforms precisely because we do create all the content that Google does want to see. So whether it is something like a Yelp listing, a Facebook page, Foursquare, Google or Bing, wherever those reviews originate, they do repopulate right on your tracking system. So from one place you can request reviews, you can respond to reviews, you can have us, if you like, respond to reviews for you. So, of course, we would even do that at no additional cost. Now, we have been around since 2004, so it's a long time, you know, 20 years, not quite as long as you guys have been, but for a young industry like search engine optimization, that is a long time, putting businesses on the first page of the Internet. We do have a 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. So, you know, obviously it's a month-to-month service. We have to keep your phone ringing, kind of earn your business for you to be a satisfied client. But our clients do like the service. They keep the service long-term, even though it's month-to-month. Nobody cancels on profit. Now, you'll see there's a blue-tinted photo. It's got numbers 1 through 5 kind of outlining a little bit of what we do to get you on that first page. But right below that, it says Google Ads Partner and a box right underneath it that says Google Partner with a colorful Google G inside. Ron, you can click anywhere on that box. It's not just copy and paste it off the Internet. It is actually our official badge of authenticity provided to us by Google, and if you do click on it, it goes to google.com/partner. So right on Google's website, you can see that local splash is, in fact, a Google partner. That makes all the difference in the world. I mean, Google makes changes to their map or pack algorithm quite regularly. Usually they're just small changes, but whether they are big changes or small, they do let us know ahead of time so that we can always make sure that you've got the right content, that we keep you right on that first page. That, of course, is where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made, right there on that first page of Google or Bing. You'll be listed there as well. Now, we would be talking about the platinum package here. If you were to tell me that you're regularly going 100 miles, 150 miles, we might be talking about some of the other packages, but I think for that 50-mile service area, that platinum package is ideal for you. Very budget-friendly, but also, you know, conversion-driven. It's going to get you a high return on investment, especially for the services that you provide. Now, it is listed on the website at $599 a month, but like I said, our legacy rate is actually by far the lowest rate that we offer to the public, more than 50% off the cost of the service. You'd actually just be looking at that flat rate, that $249 as the exact amount.
And that is throughout the duration that I would deem whenever I decide that maybe I want to change and do something else or
Correct. That's 100% correct. I mean, obviously, it's for well-established businesses. You'll always be an established business and qualify for that reduced rate. And even if we end up at some point down the road raising our prices, you would still be kind of grandfathered in at 249 as the exact amount.
What, let's see what the word I'm looking for. What part does contractual part, I don't know how your contractual agreements are implemented. So
no, I can definitely explain that. In fact, before I would even ask you for any form of payment, if you decided to move forward with something like this, because we are Google mm-hmm. partners, I would be required to read a voice verification. It gets recorded through the computer, and it outlines your service agreement. It clearly states that it is month to month. It's completely at will, no contract. You can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can pause the service if you end up getting more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation. You can pause the service seasonally if necessary. When it's on pause, we pause the billing too. Everything's just kind of on hold, so we don't charge you during that time. As long as you're using the service, it bills once a month for $249 as an exact amount. But like I said, you can stop at any time.
So that is sufficient info for that. Now, my next question, and please don't take me the wrong way when I say this, is that I was once upon a time affiliated with Google, or not Google, but these generated leads.
Okay.
They charge you for, well, first it was a charge for leads you would take and accept
right.
and go bid and so on and so forth.
Okay.
So I'm not getting in. I guess the question I'm asking is, this is for anybody that's looking for my service, not
correct.
A backroom caller setting up leads that, you know, they'll send me information to. Don't get me wrong.
No, I understand.
I just want to understand the process.
I
want to understand how the process works.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's not a lead-based service. We're not generating
okay.
leads or sending out fake leads or trying to inundate you with phone numbers that you then have to follow up with. Google is the world's largest electronic word of mouth system on the face of the planet. It is where everyone goes when they don't know who to call. So, in that 50-mile radius, even 5 miles away, 10, 15, 25 miles away, there are always people in your area that need your services. Most of them don't know who to call. We don't call our dad anymore to find out who we should call. We don't use the yellow pages anymore. We use our smartphone. We use our computer. We type in a couple of keywords. But, I mean, obviously, we both remember when all we had was the yellow pages, and most smart
right.
business owners were double A this or triple A that. It put them ahead of their competitors alphabetically, and that's how the yellow pages, that's how the phone book was laid out. We'd have to flip
yeah.
alphabetically to the service that we needed, and then most of us would either call the guy that's got the full page ad, or we would start calling from the beginning of the alphabet. So part of that part process still works the same way. Just the part, though, that the guy that we call, the guy that answers the phone, the guy that's available to do the job and has a fair price, that's the guy that we call and hire, only we don't do that search through the phone book anymore. We do it through our smartphone. And we offer a service that puts you on the first page of Google, which is where most people will start and stop their searches. And as a well-established company, like I said, when you're on that first page, when we build out that website and talk about the experience of the family-owned business, put before and after photos of the work that you're doing or have done, I mean, obviously, most people want to work with an established company. We certainly do, too, and that's why we do offer that reduced rate for well-established businesses. So no matter how how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's a flat rate. The calls come to you. So you're not paying for a lead and then having to follow up with that lead. You're not chasing down the same potential customer that your competitors are chasing down. You'll simply get phone calls. You won't ever be the only company that pops up, though, when someone does a search for your services, and not everyone will decide to call you. But I think that's actually okay. I think it's good. You're not getting a bunch of random phone calls from people who don't really know what they're looking for, or they're looking for the cheapest guy in town. You will, though, get calls from someone who will have seen your website first, and by the time they even start dialing your phone number, they've pretty much already decided that if you answer the phone and you're available and that your price is fair, they want to work with you. So it's a very high conversion rate with the calls that you get.
I understand. So I'm getting another call in that I'm not going to let you go. I'm just wait till it goes off. And that way I can look further into our conversation that we're talking about here.
I appreciate that. I mean, the best part about it is it's month to month. And to be quite honest with you, the reason that you see the platinum package listed at $599 a month with a $299 setup fee, that's $898, almost $1,000. That's about what we spend in the first month to get that going for our clients. All the different destinations and directories that we have to create, the Google and Bing verification that we have to go through, building out a website, paying for Facebook ads. So when we offer the service at $249, I mean, we don't even begin to break even on the first month. I wouldn't be offering it to you below what it costs for us to provide in that first month if I didn't already know that you'd be successful and more than likely keep the service long term. So your success would be our success. It's actually how we've been able to keep our doors open for almost 20 years, provide a quality service at a fair price, and keep our clients satisfied, keep them for the long term. Now, on April 17th, of last month, I celebrated my 11-year anniversary with the company. And I do have clients that have been with me from almost the very beginning. As a company, though, we've got clients that have been with us even longer than I have, 12, 14, 16, 18 years. Like I said, we've been in business since 2004. Some of our clients have really seen their businesses grow from, you know, single location to multi-location and that type of thing. I'm not saying that you guys will branch out and have locations all over the country, but even if you're not hiring more guys and more people, more crews, you know, just getting your phone ringing, getting your business out there. I mean, I know that you're well established. I know that a lot of people in the general area know that your company is there. And a lot of them get recommended to you by someone who's used you in the past. This would be for someone who doesn't know anybody who's used your company before, or someone who might be 20, 40, 50 miles away. They don't know who to call, but still well within a service area that you'd be willing to travel to provide that work. When they can do that keyword search and just look for a roofing company or whatever they might type in, when they see your company, when they see your business, they'll be like, wow, this is the guy I should call for sure. I mean, look at their experience, you know. So it's going to get your phone ringing and it's going to be quality calls. Obviously, for the services that you provide, even just one job that wouldn't find you otherwise more than offsets the cost of our service, especially being that it's month to month, you know, it's something that's designed to keep your phone ringing so we can earn your business 1 month at a time.
So I have this next question. It's unfortunate, but I lost my wife in February. Married for 30 years. Thank you. She had received or got cancer in her liver 5 years before we knew she had it. But anyways, I got some things I'm doing right now between the next 30, 60 days that I wouldn't be able to be taking these calls that you're talking about. And I don't know how long it takes you to create and build and get, a service that you're talking about up and running.
Right.
So,
okay.
It's just, unfortunately, I need some time to, you know, just.
I getcha. Yeah, no, I mean, That's definitely understandable. So now industry average to get a business on the first page is 60 to 90 days, and a lot of companies will even lock you into a three-month contract. Like I said, we fully expect you to see a return on investment in the first month, which is why we do go month to month. We say 30 to 45 days for optimal placement and for the best return on investment. So that second month is even better than the first. But there is a process. I mean, it does take us time to build out your website. It takes us time to create the Facebook page. Even to get your listing verified and recognized by Google does take 5 to 10 business days. We don't sit on our hands while that process happens. Obviously, we do multiple things simultaneously. But if you can even start taking a call or two in, you know, 3 weeks or so like that, and then schedule it, you know, for a couple of weeks down the road, it would be still good enough timing to get that going for you, you know. And what I'd be willing to do, more than willing to do, in fact, would be to give you what we call a 6-week first month. So we push the billing out 2 weeks. So instead of billing today and a month from today, it would bill today for $249. I'll even waive your $299 setup fee just to make it affordable enough for you to kind of take advantage of this opportunity. We are calling through the area, so it's our job to find someone to work with. I think you'd be ideal for it. That's why I'm willing to kind of work with your time frame and make it budget-friendly enough. You would see that $299 setup fee just kind of waived entirely. And like I said, I'd give you a 6-week first month. So it would bill today for $249. But then instead of billing on June 3rd, it would not bill again until June 17th. So that way, you know, it gives us the time to get everything updated and optimized. It gives you the time to take the call 3-4 weeks from now and then schedule that job out. And then obviously, even if, you know, you get a job that first or second month, it's still more than justifying the cost of the service. As long as you guys are able to take on more work above and beyond what you've already got going, I mean, it's almost unfortunate for homeowners, because they don't know, some of them don't know. Obviously, a lot of them know that you're in the area, but a lot of people don't, especially if they're 20, 30 miles away. They don't really know that you've been doing this for decades as a family-owned company, and they would maybe unfortunately call one of your competitors who might not have the experience or expertise. So it's something that I think you guys have been doing for a long time, providing a quality service at a fair price. We'd certainly be happy to be part of your continued success, happy to get your name out there to the general community who might not already know your name, and give them the opportunities to call you and work with you.
Well, I have some plans. I mean, I want to share with you this, what I'm going through. That's why I brought it up about my wife passing away. And
sure, of course.
I've been taking care of her for the last 2 years, as well as running the business. I haven't, because of the circumstances of me taking care of her, I haven't had an opportunity to kind of let all this stuff absorb and to start moving forward. I've been working, but it's been like right now, all of my calls that I've been getting are my, repeat customers that have lost rental property. And then we were just hit with, a couple of hailstorms. So I guess what I'm saying is I don't want to get myself where I'm getting all these calls in, and I need some time away from the business. That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm looking at probably, we're leaving the 19th of this month and won't be back until the 3rd of June.
Okay.
I'm taking my grandkids to Florida.
Oh, nice.
And then, when I return, I want to go to Tennessee, for maybe a week or so. So that time duration, you know, I'm just almost like I've got some things that I want to do up until maybe July, late July. And then I can start back into doing what I want to do with the business. So I don't mind paying the $249, but I know that I won't be able to, you know, give it. I'm the person that gives 110% of what I do.
Yes, and you want to. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yes.
It really does. I absolutely appreciate you sharing
exactly what you're doing, you know, and what's taking your time away from the business at this point. I completely understand that. Now, one thing that I did not mention, well, I kind of did, is that you can pause the service, right? I mean, it is month to month, so you can stop at any time, but you can also pause the service. So, I mean, if it's something that we're able to get started now and then, you know, pause it for a month or even 2 months, you know, to what, to the end of July or even the beginning of August, you know, just kind of get things set up and squared away and then just kind of put it on hold. The only reason that I would even say to do that is, like I said, it is a position that we're tasked with filling. Unfortunately, even if I talk to my supervisor about, you know, why you would be the perfect fit for this, if we're not able to fill the position because we are Google partners, we're required to keep trying. But it's something that we could set up. You know, $249 would be the out-the-door cost to get things started. And then even if we just, you know, took a couple of moments of your time either today or early next week to talk to you about your business, to talk to you about any mission statement or motto that you have, a slogan that you have. That helps us build out the content, build out your website and start creating everything. And then after that, it just kind of goes dormant for a month or two until you're ready to kind of hit the ground running with it. And we would pause, of course, the billing until you're ready to get things started. So it might still be something that we could do within your time frame just to get it started and then have it ready for you when you come back from Tennessee or when you're ready to kind of get the business, you know, back moving forward again.
Well, that sounds okay. So what do we need to do from here? I mean, I'll go ahead and initiate the program. But like I said, we can put it on pause.
Of course,
and we will at least
we
until
would want to. Are you talking the end of July, realistically?
Realistically, about the end of July.
Okay, so we would want to do your client interviews, what we call it, later today or at some point next week. Like I said, it takes about a half an hour, but that helps us to get everything started. I just need a little bit of information. Your name is Ron, right?
Last name, Scott.
Scott, okay. And then the name of the business as you want it branded online?
Aaron and Aaron Roofing Company, Incorporated.
And you want the Incorporated to be part of that as well.
Yeah.
And then the and that I see is the ampersand, right? The symbol for the word and, not the word itself.
Letter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. And then the business it's technically service-based, right? Meaning that you go out to the customer, no one comes to you. There's not like a physical address, brick and mortar showroom or location or anything like that that you would want promoted for the business online?
No, there's not a brick and mortar location. I work out of my home.
Yeah.
But I've had customers come to my home in the past if, you know, they wanted to see particular samples I might have to pick up and I didn't have with me, siding, windows, gutters. They all vary, but usually I have equipped with my products when I go to an individual home for my services. So if I need to pick up samples of certain type or colors or, you know, to give the customer something to look at.
Sure.
That I would have something available when I go out to see them.
And you
them.
Go,
but if there's
go
something
to
I
see
did,
them.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's totally understandable. In fact, Google knows that most service-based businesses are, in fact, kind of run from the home, kind of run out of the truck. They don't expect you to have a showroom or a brick-and-mortar location. In fact, they would not want to list any physical street address. They wouldn't want anyone driving out there and kind of knocking on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. So you'll just be listed city and state, not even a zip code, and certainly not any physical street address. I did, though, see 279 Burns Drive North. Is
I was going to say Google has me listed here where I am.
Right.
And that's fine. I don't object by that. I mean, I've had neighbors come and knock on my door and say, I got a leak, can you come help me? And it's
right.
it's part of what I do. So
okay.
I'm not too offensive, you know, after as long as time I've been in the business, I'm flexible, but
gotcha.
I don't have a showroom. I have an office in my home. It's
right
in the very front part of the house, and
okay.
I'm set up to do whatever I need to.
Perfect. And then, Mr. Scott, what is a good email address for you or for your company? Now, we're asking for a couple of reasons. I mean, most of the time your customers call you, of course, but if they fill out the contact form, it goes to your email and you get a text message. First of all, the number that we're speaking on, the business number you said is the 610 number, right?
Yeah.
Is that the number you want on the website? And it forwards to your phone number. But this number is your direct number, the 614-330-5923. That's your direct cell phone number, right?
Correct.
Okay. Now, the email could be a business email, in which case it would be listed physically on the website for people to see. If it was more of a personal email, it would be hidden. No one would even need to see it, but it would still be attached to that contact form. So when people fill out that form, you'd still get emails. And from time to time, especially for longer pieces of information and something we would want you to have for your records, we will email you things. But a lot of the times, we're just going to call you and text you. Ron, what is a good email address either for you or for the business itself?
It's for me. It's tigerhouse35, all one word, @yahoo.com.
@yahoo.com. So, yeah, like I said, that's kind of a personal email. It would not appear on the website. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things, and I've already mentioned them. One would be to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. We call it a client interview. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that call, and it takes about a half an hour. We schedule by the hour,
okay,
but it's about a half-hour phone call. The other thing that I would do, and it's, again, just to talk about your mission statement, if you've got one, if you want to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. Of course, we'll talk about all the services you want to be found for, where you want to be found, etc. And then I do need to read the voice verification. It's required of us as we're Google partners. It does get recorded through the computer and attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. Like I said, before I can even ask you for any form of payment, I am required to read it. But if everything makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yes.
Okay. Ron, give me just one second then to get that set up. Okay, so it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Ron, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Aaron and Aaron Roofing Company, Incorporated.
Perfect. That's exactly how I have that. And then, Ron, please state your number and your official title within the business.
The official number is 614-891-6160. I am the president owner of the corporation.
And you are Ron Scott, correct?
I am Ron Scott.
Okay. And then as the president of Aaron and Aaron's Roofing Company Incorporated, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
I am.
Of course. And then, Ron, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mr. Scott, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
I am.
Okay. And then, Ron, it says to get results as fast as possible, it is, in fact, important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, since it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you. For that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive to phone calls, text messages, even emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers, Ron, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes, I will.
Of course. And then it says to in hiring local splashers or certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. And the reason that we do ask is all of the content that we'll be creating for your company. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or perhaps even more important is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We're just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know. Ron, that's fair enough, right?
Yes, it is.
Perfect. And we're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website for you, and we'll make sure that no physical address appears for the business online since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, with it being a month-to-month service, the setup fee actually being waived, and the website included, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'll actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 3rd of May, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $249.00. And again, Ron, that $249 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount. So there's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. Now, this does include content on Google, Bing, all of the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches, the social media campaign. The Facebook ads are included at no additional cost, and in this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That custom website is included at no additional cost, which again means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 3rd of the month, and that same exact reduced rate of $249, it would be the exact amount. It is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, which again means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, and you can pause it. You can pause it for any reason. Whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, pause the service seasonally. Like I said, right now you're going to pause the service once we get things going. We completely understand that as well. As long as you are actively using the service, it bills for $249, but you can keep it paused as long as you like. Now, just a real quick note on when your service is paused, we don't bill you during that time or after the fact. Everything, including the billing, is paused completely. Now, all that we do request to prevent the charge to the next month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, and that, Ron, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Scott, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Okay, that actually does conclude the voice verification. Mr. Scott, for that $249, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What's going to work best?
It's going to be on a MasterCard.
On that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
It's my name. It's
and
my
is
name.
It Ron or Ronald on that card?
It's Ronald Scott, S-C-O-T-T.
Okay. No middle initial, though?
Not on the card.
Okay. Ronald was actually my dad's name. And Scott is actually my sister's married name.
So you said it was a MasterCard. It should start with a 5. All MasterCards do. Ron, I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
5111.
Mm-hmm.
1800.
Okay.
5432.
Yes, sir.
4301.
Okay. And then the expiration?
426. 0426. 200.
The last four in the back of the card?
4301.
Oh, 4301.
Oh, yeah, the last three did. No. What was
the
question again?
The last three after the three-digit code on the back.
Yeah, that's 200. 200.
So I got 200, 200 on the back, 04 of 2026 or April of 2026 for the expiration. And then, Ron, the card itself, was it 5111, 1800, 5432, 4301?
Correct.
And that bill's at the 279 Burns Drive in Westerville, 43082.
It does.
Okay. Now, in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email. It does come through our automated system, and it does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. So that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. Then it is simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a client support agent. You can reach a live agent Monday through Friday. That is, so it's 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. It's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. Now, it's going to be just a minute here. My system is lagging. But when you receive either the text or the email, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. Now, I did also want to add an additional layer of protection, just another level of security, a simple question and an answer for you. So anyone who calls us, anyone calling us, telling us that they're with Aaron and Aaron's Roofing Company Incorporated, even if it's you, Ron, and we recognize your voice, we may still ask you for the answer to the security question. And then more importantly, especially in like a week from now, once your website is active, if anyone starts to call you telling you that they are with Google or even if they're with Local Splash, they would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. Now, your options for the security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
My first pet's name.
Your first pet's name. And then what is the answer?
Wrinkles, W-R-I-N-K-L-E-S.
Okay, wrinkles. I have to type that in twice. And then confirm it. And then I'm going to take a look here at the client support schedule. Just updating in our pricing system here. That $249 requires me to make a couple of changes.
So your client interview, are you going to be available today? It looks like I could do at 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. We are booked out at 6. So your options for today, if it works, would be 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock. It would get you right near the top of the hour, get you off the phone about a half hour after that. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that call. Would either of those times work today, or should we look towards something next week?
Yeah, something next week. My daughter will be coming home here shortly. We're going to have dinner around that 4 or 5 o'clock. So,
So let's
we'll
look
make it for the either. Yeah, look for next week.
Next week. Monday's a lot more wide open. Looks like I could still do as early as 10 or as late as 6. Most spots have at least one opening. Did you want something mid-morning or early afternoon or very late in the day on Monday?
Let's do mid-morning, maybe around, you say you open at 10?
Yeah, 10 Eastern would be the first one. There's a 10, 11, or at noon.
Let's do 11.
11? Okay. So it's going to be scheduled in this case from 11 to 12, but it is a one-hour window for about a half-an-hour phone call. Typically would get you right at or a couple minutes after the beginning of the hour. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well, just in the very beginning, just to kind of answer any quick questions that you might have before I hand it over to your technician. I might already be on a phone call. I don't get a lot of advance notice, but they'll take care of you either way. And then let me ask, did you happen to receive either the automated email? It looks like you might have gotten the welcome email. It looks like you for sure did get the Local Splash initial invoice. You got a couple of emails, so that's the one we would want you to look at now. If you open it up, it says something like, please click here to accept the subscription terms. It says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your email's below. But then it says, please click here. The blue click here is hyperlink. So if you click on it, it goes to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about all the services that we'll be providing for you, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Are you able to see that?
Hold on. Let me click here.
Not a problem.
Now, what did you want me to look at again? The agreement?
Does it say Services, Google Business Profile Optimization?
Yes, profile optimization.
Perfect. So, you know, I don't want to walk you through everything here. Obviously, I know your time is valuable, but, you know, Google is going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus, but we will optimize the business on Google and Bing. I mean, it's about 1 out of 10 people that will choose Bing over Google. So that's a lot of phone calls, a lot of opportunities in that 50-mile radius. So we definitely want you to get those opportunities. We'll mirror the content on Bing. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. Again, it's everything necessary for first-page placement. We are doing the custom website for you. We are doing the Facebook ads for you, etc. Now, you'll see the long line that goes across it, and below it, it populates your mobile number. Couple of boxes just below that. We want you to click on both of them. One says, I agree to receive SMS messages, which are, of course, just text messages through the computer. The other one that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card. So, of course, we want you to click on that box. Ron, you're going to see a longer box with an arrow pointing towards it that says sign. If you click inside that box, you can then either type in or copy and paste Ronald Scott. It has to be an exact match. The R and S are capitalized. But if you're typing it in, just make sure it's case sensitive and you capitalize there. If you copy and paste, be careful to not copy an extra space before or after. That would confuse our system. But once you've got Ronald Scott as an exact match in the long box, click the confirm signature box to the right of it, or maybe below it if you're looking on your smartphone. That does a few things. Of course, it lets us know that it's month to month, that we've waived the setup fee, reduced the cost, that we've included the website. It will also allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area and to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there for your company is accurate and for us to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in submitting that when it asks you to log in and provide a username and a password. Just let me know if you see that next screen.
Yes, username and password.
Okay. So you can actually stop right there. Our automated system is thinking both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it right now, neither of which is actually true. We do need to do your client interview first for there to be something for us to track. You will, though, be able to find your username and a default password contained in the welcome email. You should get that welcome email just shortly here. Your username, though, I can give to you already, and it can't be changed. Luckily, it's easy to remember. It's your phone number. It looks like in this case it's going to be the business number, the 6160 number. No dashes or spaces, just numbers. So your username will be 614-891-6160. There will be a default password on there. You can change the password once you're able to access your tracking system. I think if you tried it in the next couple of days before we do the client interview, it's going to just give you a message that we're still working to set things up. Looks like the default password is run online, R-U-N-O-N-L-I-N-E, R-U-N-O-N-L-I-N-E. All lowercase, no space. You'll get that by a welcome email. Our emails are sent in bulk every couple of minutes, so it looks like the welcome email is still on its way. I'm just going to manually trigger one just to make sure that you get it, because normally I would think that you would see it by now. So I'm going to manually trigger a welcome email. If you end up getting two, I apologize, but I just wanted to make sure that you do get it. So I've sent that welcome email. That should be sent your way too. Now, there's going to be another email, and it says action needed, photos required for your Google listing or something like that. Anything you can send our way, and our technician can walk you through this on Monday too. Doesn't have to be everything there, but anything you can send our way helps us to get you PIN verified and kind of meet Google's guidelines and criteria. Google makes this process ever more complicated and complex, and comprehensive really is a better word. They just want to make sure that everyone on the first page especially is a legitimate business. So any tools or equipment, any photos of the work vehicle, obviously no real workplace. You could maybe take a picture of your home office or even just where your service vehicle is parked at your home. Any business card or anything like that you can send our way. There's a link there, and like I said, our technician can walk you through that on Monday. Other than that, on Monday, let's see, your client interview is already scheduled for 11 o'clock on Monday. Yeah, 11 to 12. You're going to receive a reminder email at 10 o'clock, an hour prior. And I did just send you a calendar invitation. The calendar invitation is just for your record. You don't have to respond to it. It does say local splash C-I-E-N-G. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Then it's got your username, your name, and then your cell phone number. And any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, Ron, please include either your username or your phone number. That lets us access the information quickly and forward it out to the right department. You can send anything and everything to that general support email. Photos, P-H-O-T-O-S, photos@localsplash.com. That's the direct email address for the photos department. If you like, you can email photos there. But anything you want to can be sent to the support email. We'll just take care of the rest. But other than that, we're all set and squared away on my end. I do actually hope that I am in between phone calls at the beginning part of that 11 o'clock hour on Monday. Certainly would be happy to say a quick hello to you. Did want to take a quick moment here to thank you for your time, your kindness, your patience in taking this call, and also to say that we're pretty excited. Welcome aboard. We're looking forward to getting this going for you, get that website up and running, and, of course, to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you.
I appreciate you as well, Mr. Scott. Ron, you take care. You have a great rest of the day. Enjoy the weekend, sir.
You too. Bye.
Thank you very much. Thanks a lot. Bye now.